For CJLO News, I'm Holly Cabrera. Police suspect that the former employee of Mouvement Desjardins, who allegedly stole the personal information of 2.9 million clients, has already sold the data to criminal groups overseas. According to the Journal de Montréal, authorities believe the former employee used the dark web to reach out to 12 individuals linked to foreign criminal organizations interested in purchasing the data. The House of Commons Standing Committee on Public Security will hold a hearing on the Desjardins data breach next Monday. Toronto's Baycrest Hospital let go of 150 employees yesterday for allegedly misusing $5 million in health benefits. Concerns from last year about employees making extended health care claims under the benefits plans prompted the investigation. The hospital's external benefits administrator will be conducting additional audits to confirm the total amount of losses. Staff will also receive further education on the benefits plans to prevent them from being misused in the future. Sudan's military council foiled a coup attempt, according to a military spokesperson on Thursday. The Guardian reports that 12 officers and 4 civilians have been arrested. The attempted coup came as the military council and protest leaders were in discussions about a power-sharing deal, which would form a joint transitional civilian-military ruling body. Sudan has been in turmoil since President Omar al-Bashir was ousted in April, following months of street protests. To hear the news and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.